For 8 or 9 weeks, I kept up this plan. Then at last, one evening, I spotted him emerging from the back of a limousine in the dark alleyway ahead of me. I knew it was him because the empty sleeve of his jacket pinned at the shoulder gave him an unmistakable silhouette. The driver was handing him his briefcase as I neared. I stopped in the light of a lantern there in the alley and let out a little gasp that would sound like delight. Nobu looked in my direction just as I'd hoped. "Well, well," he said, "one forgets how lovely a geisha can look." He spoke in such a casual tone I had to wonder whether he knew it was me. "Why, sir, you sound like my old friend Nobu-san," I said, "but you can't be him, for I have the impression he has disappeared completely from Gion." The driver closed the door, and we stood in silence until the car pulled away. "I'm so relieved," I said, "to see Nobu-san again at last, and what luck for me that he should be standing in the shadows rather than in the light."
"Sometimes I don't have the least idea what you're talking about, Sayuri. You must have learned this from Ameha, or maybe they teach it to all geisha."
With Nobu-san standing in the shadows, I'm unable to see the angry expression on his face.
"I see," he said. "So you think I'm angry with you?"
"What else am I to think when an old friend disappears for so many months? I suppose you're going to tell me that you've been too busy to come to the Ichiriki."
"Why do you say it as if it couldn't possibly be true?"
"Because I happen to know that you've been coming to Gion often. But don't bother to ask me how I know. I won't tell you unless you agree to come on a stroll with me."
"All right," said Nobu, "since it's a pleasant evening."
"Oh, Nobu-san, don't say that. I'd much rather you said, 'Since I've bumped into an old friend I haven't seen in so long, I can't think of anything I'd rather do than go on a stroll with her.'"
"I'll take a walk with you," he said. "You may think whatever you like about my reasons for doing it."
I gave a little bow of assent to this, and we set off together down the alley in the direction of Maruyama Park. "If Nobu-san wants me to believe he isn't angry," I said, "he should act friendlier, instead of like a panther who hasn't been fed for months. No wonder poor Takazuro is so terrified of you."
"So she's spoken to you, has she?" said Nobu. "Well, if she weren't such an infuriating girl—"
"If you don't like her, why do you ask for her every time you come to Gion?"
"I've never asked for her, not even once. It's her older sister who keeps pushing her at me. It's bad enough you've reminded me of her. Now you're going to take advantage of bumping into me tonight to try to shame me into liking her."
"Actually, Nobu-san, I didn't bump into you at all. I've been strolling down that alley for weeks, just for the purpose of finding you.